I mean, great day, but that 80-yard touchdown did kind of like open some things up. Just what did that do to kind of like get some jet fuel to the offense?
Yeah, I think that was huge. Really in the second half right there to come out and have that play. I think it was our first play in the second half. Huge play, incredible run by him to stay in bounds. Given that blocked really well up front too, you know, those guys did a great job. So huge play.
What are you and Steichen do for each other? Why is this working so well?
Well, I mean, 80-yard runs help for sure. the way JT's playing, the way the guys up front are playing, receivers, you know, made some really big plays today. And then, yeah, I think as far as it goes with Shane, just the communication has been really good. You know, I've talked about that before, but just throughout the week and understanding how he wants to see the game play, how he sees it unfolding, gives me a good idea of how to handle certain situations and make decisions based on kind of how he sees it. So I think, yeah, communication's a big deal, and I think he trusts us to make plays in a lot of situations.
And you've been an offensive for a year now, and you've been around the team for a while. What stands out to you about the JT play with that
position? He's really, really good. He seems like he makes play after play, long run after long run, explosive. He didn't have as many plays, and I guess the sweep was definitely in the pass game, but you know, he didn't have as many plays today as he's had throughout the season, but he's been really big in those situations throughout this season. So, just a dynamic football player, handling the ball, throwing the ball, just when the ball's in his hands, he makes something happen.
Do you think he stole one from there? I don't know.
I think all play.
You've been in offenses that were run have really focused on running back. How much do you think it helps that you guys are throwing the ball as well right now and balance that you have a balanced offense?
Yeah. I think it's a big deal, yeah. Helping, I think, they both kind of play off each other, you know, and when you're able to make plays in both the run game and the pass game, defenses can't key on one so I think it's a huge deal to be able to do both. We've got to continue to work and progress both of them along the way, because defenses will study us and see what we're doing. And, we're lucky. We have really, really good coaches who have prepared us, have really good game plans.
Does that feel like defenses are approaching in any specific, any consistent way so far this season?
I don't know. I wouldn't say so. I mean, there's some things, I think, that show up. If you don't handle something as well, just kind of the way this league works, the next team will try to see if you can handle it. And I think we've done a really good job with a lot of that stuff. But, I think credit to our coaches and how well they have us prepared. Game plans week in and week out, put us in really good position to make plays.
Daniel, how do you miss the offense in the offseason coming here? What do you feel like you're noticing that you guys, this specific group here, are maybe doing better or executing on than this offense did a year ago?
I don't know. That's tough to say. Obviously, I watched the games and studied the offenses I was trying to learn this spring. But I wasn't here, and I think it's tough to draw comparisons. I think, just looking at what we're doing this year, it's about making plays in the run game and the pass game, being efficient, when we can, and executing. Executing the red zone is a big deal. We're third down. I don't know if we were as good today, but all those key situations.
How do you explain how you guys have been able to avoid turnovers to the extent that you have? You only have a couple of games of turnovers so far.
That's something that we harp on. Our coaches are always harping on, is protecting the ball, and when you're carrying it, making sure you're protecting it, and then making decisions that keep the ball safe. I think that's another spot where you got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line. A lot of turnovers happen in dirty pockets or happen in situations where you have free runners or whatever they are, and our offensive line, that doesn't happen much with those guys. So, big credit to them.
Did you hear the MVP? A couple more chance for Jonathan today.
I did, yeah. And then I think those were spot on.
Do you guys are pretty routinely hit chunk plays on these third and way too longs, and you keep the burn at a pretty high clip. From your vantage point as the quarterback and continuing drives, what are you seeing? Like, how much does that raise the confidence level for the rest of the guys to go put points on the board after that?
Yeah, I think it does a ton. I mean, anytime you have an explosive cutter, a chunk play, and a drive on any down, it increases your chances to score by a lot. But yeah, third down, or you know, those situations are huge. I think, you know, Shane trusts us to make those plays. We got receivers who go up. You know, Alex catch today was incredible. And yeah, we've got a number of those where guys have made really, really tough catches. And count on the protection being good. They know you're going to throw it and drop back. And the protection's been really good. So, yeah, I think that helps us for sure.
Shane is